Brenda Guevara is a new U.S. citizen living in Yakima. She wanted to better herself, to learn English, and decided to take the GED first and then study for citizenship. Guevara went to La Casa Hogar's Citizenship Legal Clinic in Yakima earlier this year, and a couple of months ago became a U.S. citizen. Citizenship Legal Clinics offer events where attorneys and representatives accredited by the Department of Justice help people eligible to naturalize. Elis Villa is the director of La Casa Hogar's Citizenship Legal Services. The organization schedules citizenship clinics every quarter. She says they open the door to fill out citizenship applications, to evaluate the cases, to make sure everyone who comes in is eligible, and to get their applications in. But it's important to be prepared to get the most out of the visit to the legal clinic, says Villa. She says they have to know what has happened in people's past, have some knowledge and thought about the data. It's not necessarily going to impact the cases, but the team have to know. Villa says to become a citizen, you must be a lawful permanent resident and maintain residence within the U.S. for 5 years. Villa also says other ways to prepare are to understand a basic level of English and study the civics questions for the interview. For Guevara, having organizations that support these processes is important. She says it's not the same doing it on your own. They solve all your doubts and inform you very well. Villa says the naturalization application is 20 pages long and there is a lot of information to gather. Washington New Americans, a partnership between One America and the state of Washington, is another nonprofit helping people in central Washington through citizenship legal clinics. Rosana Donoso is the senior manager of the Washington New Americans program.
They will leave the application ready to file.
Donoso says during the legal clinics, pro bono attorneys, paralegals, nonprofit representatives, and other volunteers will help people to fill out the application for naturalization. Then, applicants can continue the process by themselves.
They will go ahead and mail it, and then they themselves are responsible to follow throughout the process to make sure that they don't miss any appointments.
Donoso says the organization gives applicants follow-up calls to see how the naturalization process is going. If there are issues, the organization can provide information about other nonprofits or lawyers who can support them depending on each case. The Washington New Americans Program Next Clinic will be offering Pasco, Renton, and Sunnyside on September 30th. I'm Johanna Bejarano reporting.